اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You? Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. Today, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, we are going to work on verses 5 and 6 of Surah Ali Imran on page
50.
So, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, page 50, ayah 5 and ayah 6 of Surah Ali Imran. We will have a short explanation, we'll practice the recitation, and inshallah we'll work on the tajweed rules, okay? So everyone, let's at the very beginning listen to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ
I will now read once. I will recite Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein. Please repeat after me and practice. Of course, our brothers and sisters will do so, okay? All right?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء.
هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء.
هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء.
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Nothing is indeed hidden from Allah Almighty in the earth or in the sky. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. It is He, Allah Almighty, who forms, who shapes you in the wombs of our mothers, okay? However He wishes, the way He wishes. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم. There is no God except Allah, Him, the Almighty, the All-Wise. So, in these two verses, we have some of the attributes of Allah Almighty, talking about some of the attributes of Allah Almighty related to Tawheed. We have different types of Tawheed. Tawheed in Af'al, okay, in the actions. Tawheed in Asma'ah, okay, the names. Tawheed in Sifat, the attributes. So, in the attributes, like, for example, Allah Almighty is the All-Wise. We should believe that Allah Almighty is the All-Wise, Al-Hakim. Which means Allah Almighty doesn't do anything without a purpose. So there is a purpose. Allah Almighty does things based on the purpose, based on the hikmah, on the wisdom, on a reason, okay? So, an acceptable reason, actually. And the next attribute, Ali Nasir, is Al-Aziz, right? In Ayah 6, Al-Aziz, which means He is the Almighty. It means all power. He has the Izzah. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ. The Izzah, the mightiness, okay? The power is for Allah Almighty. Alright?
Yes.
In the previous ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Talks about what? About the ilm, the knowledge. The knowledge of Allah Almighty. Alright? So Allah Almighty has control over everything, has access to everything. So He knows everything. And there is nothing hidden in the world, in the universe, from Him. Maybe sometimes, Hussein, there are people, maybe they want to commit sins, okay? They might do sins, okay? In places where hidden, like somewhere hidden. Yeah, they think, oh, Allah Almighty does not see here, okay? Hidden, nobody is here. But, of course, Allah Almighty sees. There is nothing hidden from Him. Okay? He has created the darkness. He has created the light. Everything, everywhere. Now, you might have heard that story of, like, a teacher gave students, each student an apple, okay, to eat where nobody is there. Yeah? You might have heard it.
Yeah.
So, all the students went somewhere hidden, okay? Like, ate the apples, okay? And one student did not eat the apple. So, the teacher asked him, why didn't you eat the apple? The student said, well, teacher, you said there should be no one seeing you. But there was one. Wherever I was going, there was one seeing me. That was God. So God, like, this is a story, but it's clear, yes, for us, that God has control over everything. God sees everything. God knows everything. All right? In the next ayah, هو الذي يصوركم, Allah talks about His power, the power that He has. Like, He forms, He shapes us, okay, in the wombs, in the belly. Right? So if He can do there, of course He can do it outside. So He is bringing us up, okay? So He is the one who has created us and who brings us up.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We mentioned some of the points very simply, very shortly. Brothers and sisters, please refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah. You should learn more about these verses because they are important, okay? A lot of good points are there that you can learn. Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, that's all from Tafsir, from interpretation, okay? Exegesis of the Quran. So, we mentioned shortly some of the points, okay?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
We will practice the recitation, the reading, with important tajweed rules. So, What do you think? The very, very first important rule here. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. The pronunciation of the letter lam, of course. In the word Allah, right?
Yes.
And also the noon itself has tashdeed. So noon mushaddad, mim mushaddad, we were producing a nasal sound, ghunna sound. إِنَّ اللَّهَ this sound, nasal sound. Hussein, can you read it?
إِنَّ اللَّهَ
أحسن. Ali Nasir.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ
أحسن, nasal sound. Hassan.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ
أحسن. إِنَّ اللَّهَ and the lam in the word Allah. The rule says that if you have a fatha or kasra or dhamma sound before the word Allah, the word Allah must be pronounced with a heavy sound. Allah, this way. Right?
Yes, yes.
The front part of your tongue touches the upper side of your mouth. Inna Allah. But if you have a kasra sound, like the word in Bismillah, A'udhu Billah, Fillah. Okay? So this way, what do you do? You pronounce it with a light sound.
Yeah.
La. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. But here, إن الله. So they are different.
Yeah.
Pay attention to this point, okay?
Okay.
لا, light sound. يخفى, خا has a heavy sound. لا يخفى. Don't say لا يخفى. لا يخ. Right? With a full mouth. لا يخفى. عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ تَنْوِينَ plus fa. The rule says you should apply the rule.
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. Hussein, what does إِخْفَى say?
You should hide the sound.
We should hide the sound of تَنْوِين.
Yes.
We should hide it. So, we had four groups of letters, right?
Yes.
Like throw letters, that the rule إِظْهَار is applied. Hamza, ha. Ha, kha, ayn, ghain. We had like yarmalun letters that the rule idgham, merging, was applied.
Yes.
Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw.
Noon.
Noon. And we had the letter ba that the rule iqlab is applied. So these letters, put them aside, the rest of the letters, the rule ikhfa must be applied. We hide the sound. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Hide the sound, right?
Yes.
شيء في الأرض, right? في الأرض. في long vowel sound.
Yeah.
يا يا المد, right? So, but you skip here since you join it with a word that starts with همزة الوصل. في الأرض, not في الأرض. Do not stretch it, okay? One count. Fil ard. Fil ard. As if there is no ya. Ard ra has to be pronounced with a heavy sound. Wala fi sama. Fi as sama. Again. Fi sama. So when you stop here, Hamza, the harakat is changed to sukun. Huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil ar. Ar ar. Ra, heavy sound. Arhami kayfa yasha. The mad is wajib, okay? La ilaha, la ilaha, the mad is not wajib. Why? Because Hamza and Alif Mad are not in the same word. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. La ilaha illa huwa al-aziz. Huwa al-azizul hakim. If you stop here, hakim. Stretch the sound for like four counts, three counts, five counts, as you wish, okay? This is called maddul arid lissukun. Guys, we have mentioned the important tajweed rules, so please practice, listen again to the recitation, and then practice, okay? So if you had any questions, you can ask us. So please, we really recommend you stay with IRB English Radio if you love to learn and recite the Quran Kareem in the best way with tajweed rules, and also some important points if you want to learn about each and every verses of the Quran Kareem. So we'll be here, inshallah, with you. We'll work on Surah Ali Imran in the next coming sessions. See you if you have any questions, guys. No? Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio. See you inshallah in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevilla International School. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevilla International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه